Well, good morning.
It's a beautiful... Oh, wait, perhaps it's not. I'm still in bed, so I wouldn't know. But it's 8:26 on the 30th of March, 2015. And, yes, today's post is rather strange, but while lying in bed last night, I thought to myself that, you know, I might, well, have a strange, twisted version of synesthesia. And I'd never really thought about it in my own terms. I know people that have it, but I never really thought about it. So I came to tell you all about my very, very weirdnesses. And if you know me already, you'll know I'm quite strange as is. So just to add to the mystique, let's invite you into my faces so you can hear about my other strangenesses. So my synesthesia, if it is at all that, and having looked it up in Wikipedia, yeah, you can be quiet now. I can only assume that it must be. Is touch-based. So, and not everything that I associate in life is this way. It's really quite strange. So only a few days of the week have touch-based synesthesia. Not everything. Like, you know, Sunday doesn't, and Wednesday I think does, but it's nothing that I could explain. But Tuesday is an absolute definite, and so Saturday. So Tuesday is one of those jars that I think my mum has in her kitchen that have kind of a very, very hefty lid. She would keep sugar and stuff in these things. I also think you'd see them in old sweet shops. And it's just the lid of the jar. It's not the whole jar, but it could be. And Saturday is a Yale key for a Yale lock, which also enters, you know, buildings and that kind of thing, of which I have a few. Although the key to my front door at the moment is not a Yale key, and thus does not mean Saturday. It's really quite odd. Friday is a huge foam ball of the squeezy variety. It's quite strange, actually. But I think I associate smell with places and music with smells and places, too. So it may be more than I think. And then, like, Monday is one of those water barrels, sometimes it is. And it sometimes changes as well. It's not fluid. It's not set in stone, rather. It's fluid, unlike some people's. It's always, everything is always. But Tuesday and Saturday don't ever change, nor does Friday. But other stuff, it's not set in stone, and it's quite odd. So Thursday is one of those kids' toys that is a spring-loaded, it's a spring-loaded slider, so it sets in the middle, but if you push it to left or right, it will, you know, twang and then go back to the middle after a few zings, as it were. Numbers don't really do it. Letters don't, except F, which is a boob. And it also makes a sound in my head always as F4, for whatever reason. But yes, F is a breast. What can I say? I didn't ask it to be. That's just how it goes. Told you I was weird. I don't know where this comes from, or now I think about it, how long I've had it, but last night I sort of had an epiphany that, yeah, maybe I have a sort of mild or twisted version of synesthesia, so I thought I'd tell you about it, because I don't think I've ever mentioned it to anybody. And, you know, I have a lovely crew of people here, and I thought you all deserve to know something completely odd about me, as you do. So there you have it. I'm trying to think if there's... Oh, yeah. Red is the part between your shoulder blades. So I guess between the scapula, whatever it's called. That part. It's the palm of my hand on that part of whoever's back it is. Why? Why? And green is a very small stress ball. I think it's actually a stress ball covered in green... a golf ball. So it's not a stress ball. You wouldn't be able to squeeze the hell out of that because you couldn't. But I think it's a golf ball covered in what is essentially a green material. And that is in my hand. So it's bloody odd. The more I think about it, the weirder I just think, why the hell am I telling you this? You must think I'm completely demented, but, you know, that's what happens. So I did. So, like, my name, Andre, is always associated with... my grandmother had a huge unit in her living room, and it had all these very cool handles. And it's one of these handles. It's one of those handles you get in hotel rooms on the, you know, desks. That is, it's not spring-loaded, it's gravity. Gravity pulls it back down to the down position. But if you lift it up at the bottom, then you can pull out the drawer, and when you let go, it kind of goes cha 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 cha. And she had a unit that did that. So my name was also, I was in my head associated with this action and handle and doing all at once. So that's multiple. But not everybody's name is. Blue is just blue in Braille, which is really boring. And I can't think of much else, actually. So yeah, it's not all-encompassing like some people's is. Everything for them is either taste, touch, smell, sound, colour. Which is, I think, probably the most common is colour. But no, I don't have the whole thing. And I don't know how it happened. According to Wikipedia, which is, of course, the font of all knowledge, of course, it's stuff that happens to you in childhood, and you sort of attach things to actions, and I don't know, maybe having never been able to see, that was harder than it needed to be, that happened, and so maybe one Tuesday I touched a jar that was like that, and one Saturday I was coming into my house with a key, and so it just got associated from very early on. I have no idea. I'd like to find out, because it's a very interesting subject to me, and there's a lot of interest, and a lot of interesting people have it, but in very different ways. So maybe I'll go off and do some research and that kind of thing. Right, well, I've gone on long enough, and if you made it all the way through, my proverbial cookie for you always, because that's what I always say, so have it, and pick your poison. If it's chocolate chip, then great. Maybe it's like oatmeal or something bland like that. But maybe bland is okay sometimes. Anyway. I was thinking, racking my brains for just one more I could leave you with, but I can't think of a single thing. So, you'll have to settle for those, I think. My phone locked. Why did you do such a thing? Get out. Because it's dying, I think. My battery's half dead and indeed it's charging. And anyway, there we go. Thanks for listening to my ramblaciousness. Take care of yourselves, and I suppose I will speak to you soon.